Yeah, fine. So Baruch Hashem, we're going to do 44 and come inside. We have here a person who he's an observant Jew. He looks like he's a nice guy. He has pious, his beard. Right? He looks like he's an observant Jew, right? But either he missed a very important piece of information, or he forgot about it. Let's see, he's a very nice guy, and he's not careful about Shmirat HaNayim. Either he doesn't know about it so much, so he thinks it's a nice thing, or he forgot about it. He forgot such a thing exists, you know, in today's world. He forgot it exists.
Or he never learned.
Yes, yeah, so either he never learned, but either he missed a very important piece of information, or he forgot about it. He just got, you know, convinced of it. Right?
Right.
Now, he's an observant Jew. He keeps Shabbos, he keeps kosher, he's only in Haredis, everything. But he frequently transgressed a specific commandment. He lets you forgot about Shmirat HaNayim. I see every day the guy's looking around.
He's patrolling.
No, I was looking down. I see. Now, I'm trying to talk to him. I'm trying to talk to this guy. I see himself looking at me, talking to me. He's busy.
Sorry, my wife.
Yeah. So that's what he's supposed to do. Right. He frequently transgressed a specific commandment of the Torah. And it could be any commandment. So just an example. Right.
Should head to this.
Now, we're not allowed to relate this information to others. Because he's not doing it purposely. We said yesterday, if a person purposely sins, then you're allowed to tell other people. It's a mitzvah to tell other people, don't do what this guy does. Listen, yesterday we were speaking about a guy who, he knows it's wrong, he's not interested. Today we're talking about a new guy. He could be interested. Either he missed it, he forgot about it, or, you know, maybe he's struggling, I don't know. So then it's also to tell people, it's forbidden to relate this information to others, because the person may not realize the severity of the transgression involved.
In the verse, if somebody is doing something and they know they're doing something, is it
mitzvah
to tell people about?
If he's doing a rush and he's purposely throwing off the yoke of Hashem, then we said yesterday, he knows, and he's just doing it because he's not interested. We said yes, Chafetz Chaim says, it's mutter to teach people, not to degrade them, we said yesterday, to teach people what's wrong, so and teach people don't do it.
Is that a mitzvah for the individual? He doesn't even know about it, he's not even aware, I don't know.
So here, he's not aware about it, let's see. There is such a thing, for that person, it should teach it. But now, then it's not Yinata. But this person might just think that he said over here it's like recommended behavior. He fails to realize that many negative traits are prohibited by the Torah. Right? So he said, therefore, don't think they're a Russia. If you know a guy who doesn't have Shmiras and Abchaz, Chaim says, don't think of him as a Russia. He's not a Russia, right? This guy's wife doesn't dress so tzniz. Don't think of him as a Russia. Don't assume he's a Russia. Don't tell other people, right? It's not like the guy yesterday who said if he's a Russia, then you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about it. He's not a Russia, right? Rather, good people who are in need of reproof. Right? The human mind is a complex machine. At times, we may face a serious problem or issue. Their mind does not read it as such and accords it a lower priority than it deserves, right? There's often the case when people act with certain forms of negative behavior, right? It's simply because the person does not view this matter as a serious sin. Like Shmirat HaNayim, he doesn't view it as a serious sin. He doesn't understand. So he's not a Russia. Look, our example is Shmirat HaNayim. The guy doesn't have Shmirat HaNayim. He's not a Russia, the Chafetz Chaim says. We should understand that he's just a person that in his radar doesn't, you know, it's just nothing. It's just, you know, blank. There's nothing went off on his radar. If there's anything wrong. So then we can't speak Lashon Hara about it. He simply doesn't view the matter as a serious sin. But such a person, Chavetz Chaim says, can often be helped. We approach respectfully, Rabbi Akiva, maybe give him a brit shalom, and graphically portray the seriousness of the matter, it's quite possible to accept our reproof and change for the better. On the other hand, Chavetz Chaim says now, so don't think he's a Russian. Don't assume this guy's a Russian. He's an evil person. He's not an evil person. He doesn't know better. So try to talk to him nicely. And don't tell other people in Lashon Hara, oh, you know this guy does this and this and this. And he's not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, one should point out his negative behavior to our children and students and caution them to not learn from his misguided ways. Now, this is not Lashon Hara, because our intention is not to denigrate the person, but we are merely concerned that others should not emulate his behavior. However, Chavetz Chaim said, when explaining to the children that this guy does something wrong, it's absolutely essential to explain to the children why this is not Lashon Hara. Because otherwise, you might be teaching your children to speak Lashon Hara. You're teaching your children, don't do like this guy does. Don't get upset. Don't do the comment. Don't look at all. You don't have to be look around all the world. You have to do Shirata Naim. And I mean, also teaching your children. You say, don't do what so-and-so does. You're also teaching them to speak Lashon Hara. Right? If you tell your children, don't get upset, like this guy always gets upset and gets pekat, it's wrong. So you told your children not to get upset, but you just taught them to speak Lashon Hara. So he says, make sure to teach them also why this is not Lashon Hara.
So when your kids are across the street, the red light guy is walking across the street.
No, so tell your kids, don't do like so-and-so, that is dangerous. And he said, I'm allowed to tell you about this guy. It's not Lashon Hara, because I'm telling you for a constructive purpose.
Explain to them
that why it's not Lashon Hara. Because they do both things.
Did you say people who do this? There's definitely a different way of saying it. If you're going to outcast one person.
You're right. But sometimes children, like, they see a certain person, older person who they like think is like your friend or their father's, or their uncle or somebody does something, and they like take it in, like, to do like they do. That's what they are. Like, sometimes the kids have to tell them, like, they don't like no general. They're not like so like no broad. They see like somebody that they learn from it. They don't have like a big picture. See somebody, they don't know what you're talking about. Like you tell them, don't do what this person does. I'll get the message. But the little children don't like. They're not as smart as you. So now that's why sometimes. No, you're right. If you could tell a child without mentioning names, go. Usually, the children like zoom in the picture. Like they're very.
In that case, worst case scenario, if you have a relative who is
special.
Quote, special, and to a point where he's literally dangerous to other people, but you, for example, he's a.
Lock him up.
Hmm?
Lock him up.
If he's really dangerous,
really dangerous, and you have to protect your kids.
I'm about to tell them that this person is dangerous, and not Lashon Hara. As long as, just like physically and spiritually, tell them whoever could be a danger. Now. At times, the Torah allows negative information to be related, but only under very specific conditions. But just as the Torah demands us not to speak Lashon Hara, so too it demands us that we may not mislead those who are need to know information. And sometimes it's a mitzvah to yes speak Lashon Hara. Treat it like this. We can compare Lashon Hara to toxic waste. Okay? The laws of Shmiras HaLashon are a protective suit worn by the people who must handle these wastes. When a responsible person knows that he must deal with dangerous substances, he prepares himself properly so that the substance will not cause him harm or others any harm. Same, be careful. But, especially when speaking Lashon Hara. By the time, the mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara. Good? Fine. Now, we're going to see the Gemara. Baruch Hashem. We're halfway, we want to really try to finish Yudah Amin Aleph today. It's a God thing. It's like more like, you know, drushes and stories. We're going to try to get there. Thank you, Menachem, for listening. So now, whoever has the Gemara Machas could open up. Yudah Amin Aleph. 10a, we're holding from the widest lines, 10 lines down, from the widest lines. I'm Reb Tamchum. You got it, Reb Ruben? 10 lines down. I'm Reb Tamchum. And sorry, we really start from Reb Darshan Simon. Oh, I'll go back a little. And fine, we'll start from Reb Tamchum. Go back a few lines. I'm Reb Tamchum. Bar Chanilai. That is his name. Tamchum, the son of Chanilai. But they mau, because of what Zachar Ruben, did Ruben marry? Limanis that we counted him, we meant Ba'atala Tchila, which we mentioned the first Ari Miklat in the portion of who? In the portion of Reuven. Right? Which is what? If you look at the Pasuk, the fancy Gemara will be by Pasuk Ches. Right? You see, it says, as Betzer Ba'Midbar. Betzer was in the Midbar. That was the name of the place where the Ari Miklat was. Be'eretz HaMishar, like in a plain. Ma'Reuveni to Reuven. So the first Ari Miklat mentioned in the Torah is in the portion of Reuven. Oh, so your Reuven finally told him a good about you. The first Ari Miklat was in the portion of Reuven. So why? Why is the first one mentioned in the portion of Reuven? So what is the Gemara answer? If they should who Pesach, because he opened up a Hatzalah Tchila. He's trying to save first. Should never, like it says. But Yishma Reuven heard about the fact that the brothers wanted to kill Yosef. Yes, he lay whom he had them, and he saved them from their hands. He convinced them, don't kill him, throw him into a pit. So since Reuven was tried to save Yosef's life, So therefore, we talk about the Ari Mikolas, which is supposed to save the murderer's life. We talk about the first one in the portion of Reuven. Good? Good? What do you say, Rav Ram? It's good? What? Where are we? We are on Yud Amud Aleph. Yud Amud Aleph. Not Yud Aleph. Yud Amud Aleph. 12 lines for the widest line. Meaning the middle of the face of the line is going to get
wide.
It's the right side. That's the other. Now like 14.
That's the right side. The right hand side, that's the
good? Fine. Next one. Darish Reb Simulai. Reb Simulai Darish. My Dechsev, why does the Pasuk say, Oz Yavlo Maisha, then Maisha is separated. Shalosh Arim, three cities. Be'eber HaYardin, on the other side of the Yardin. Mizrach HaShemesh, which is on the east side, where the sun shines. Right? Which means, why do you have to tell me Mizrach HaShemesh? Just tell me, he separated three Ari Miklas on the other side of the Jordan. Why are you telling me Mizrach HaShemesh? Right, which is the east side. Right, every time you tell me, you don't have to tell me that that's the side where the sun comes up. Amar Lai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Maisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Maisha, Hizrach Shemesh L'Raitzin. You made a shining light for the murderers. So Rashi says, all those things we mentioned earlier, we say the city has to have water, has to have inhabitants, all those things were ready from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem is telling you, you made a shining light, you made it possible for the murderers to live by setting up all these homeland security rules. Good? That was one shot. Ika Diamond, there are those that say, what's the shot of the pasuk? What's Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu? Amar Le'Hashem, he told him, Hizrach Hashemesh L'Raitzin. You made a shining light for the Raitzin by separating these Ari Miklats, because now they have a place to run. And Rashi is over here, but Yafas, he says, you did very well. Rashi says, you did good. Because really, Moshe Rabbeinu said yesterday, Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't make all six Ari Miklats. Correct? So he couldn't make all six Ari Miklats. So maybe he should make none. No. He said, let me try to make three Ari Miklats. So Hashem told me, the fact that you separated three, you did very good. So why is Hashem telling this Rav Shemesh? You made a shining light, that by you separating three Ari Miklats, you did something very good. Even though you couldn't do all six, you did something very good. Like we're going to see from the next Rav Simai. Darish Rav Simai. Ma'idach said, what does it say? I have kesef, one who loves money, well, yisba kesef, will never be satisfied for money. If you love money, no matter how much money you have, you'll never be satisfied. You'll never be satisfied. How much we give you, you say, I want, and you say, I want more for tzedakah, you'll never be satisfied, for whatever reason. I have kesef, well, yisba. Right? Umi, I have bahamah, and the Bible says, who loves the masses a lot, whoever, and whoever, but the one who loves a lot, bahamah means a lot, light word will not be granted. If you love it too much, you're not going to have it. That's what the pasuk says. No. It says, if you desire money, no matter how much you have, you'll never be satisfied. And he who loves a lot, and we are Bahamas, light word, you're not going to have grain. If you love it too much, you're not going to have it. Right. Says they take it away, you're not going to have it. That's the pasuk in somewhere. Kohelis hey ten. So now we're going to make a drasha. What's the drasha? Who are we talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it say? Ayav kesef, one who loves money, lo yisba kesef. Referring to Moshe Rabbeinu and the mitzvahs. If you love to do the mitzvahs, no matter how many mitzvahs we give you, you'll never be satisfied. You always try to do more mitzvahs.
You won't be satisfied.
You'll be yid lo yisba kesef. Oh yeah, kesef, lo yisba kesef, right? Like the pasuk, right? We know the pasuk says, right? Tavil taris picham alfizav kesef. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he loved the money, he loved the mitzvah so much, he'll never be satisfied. Is that Moshe Rabbeinu? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Shahaya yadeya, that it was known to him. She'in shalosh ha'arim she'be'ever ha'yardin called us. That they will not, the three cities on the other side of the yard, they will not absorb. Right, ad shalom nivcharu, shalach prezgan, right. As long as they're not established, not separated, the other three, Naskanan. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you know your three are not going to work. So if you tell me your three will be in, they'll start working. So even though you can't make all six are because at least do three. Moshe Rabbeinu telling you, you're wasting your time. Why are you separating three? It's not like they're going to be activated now. Anyway, it's worthless what you're doing. Right? It's pointless. Because it's not going to, no one's going to be able to use them until the other three are activated. Now this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Because what do you say? Mitzvah sheba aliyah. The mitzvah that comes to my hand, akaymena, I'm going to fulfill. You hear what Moshe Rabbeinu says? It's a mitzvah, so I'm going to fulfill it. Even though it's not active, I don't care. He wasn't looking for the results. Rabbi Yosef, you hear? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't looking for the results, what's going to come out of his action. He's not going to see any results. You're going to separate three Ari Miklats, and they're not going to be active until they go to, until the other three become active. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't care. If I could do a mitzvah, I'm going to fulfill it. He was so thirsty for the mitzvah, he did, that he did those three Ari Miklats. Fine. So far, so good? Fine. Let's see the Gemara further. Umi Ayat Bahaman. He's the first word on Umi. Very interesting puzzle. He says, Umi, right, this is the end of the puzzle we were referring to before. Umi Ayat Bahaman. Who loves, and he who loves Allah, light for there won't be toward to him. Comes the Gemara, makes a drasha. We say it like this. What's the drasha? You make a drasha like this. Lami Na'ev Lalami. Who is it good for him, beautiful for him to teach? Who should teach people? You know who should teach? Said, Lami Na'ev. So who is it beautiful, Lalami, to teach Bahaman? To teach it to the masses? Mi Shekol Tfuah Shalai. He who all the produce there, someone who knows, call Torah Kula. They know a lot of Torah. Let's see Rashi. What did Rashi say? Shekol Tfuah Shalai. Rashi says, like my boy, it's right across from Rabbi Hanan. Shebaki, he's an expert in Mikra, the Mishnah, Halachais, Agadais, Ratzai, Shaif. He's a Baki in everything. In Mikra, and Mikra, and Halacha. That's it. He's a Baki by Halacha. He's a Baki by Halacha, Ratzai, and Shaif. So he's Baki, the Mikra, the Chumash, Mishnayis, Halacha, Agadais, all the Gemara. He knows everything. He's the guy who should teach for Rabbi. Someone knows all these things. Who should teach to the masses? Someone who knows all these things. So again, the Pasuk really said, he who loves Allah, light to where there won't be for him tefillah. So we're switching the word light with the aleph, and we're making a drasha for light with the vav. Say, who should teach the masses? You know who? Light to him who has a lot of produce. Him who knows Allah, he should teach the masses. Good? That's pshat number one. Hold on, we have three pshat. Good, we have pshat number one. Me, what does the pasuk mean? Me, Ayah Bahaman, who should teach the masses? Light toward to him with his grain who knows Allah. Behind the Rabbi Lazar, this is where Rabbi Lazar also says, this is the same judge, from a different pasuk. Might have said, what does it mean? What does it say? Me, Yimalo, Gevurus, who should utter the Gevurus of Hashem? Who should speak out the might of Hashem? Who should talk about Hashem? You know who? Yashmiya Kol Tehillasa. One who knows all Hashem's praises. Who is it nice? Lamala Gevurus Hashem. Who should speak out Hashem's might and talk about Hashem? Mishayachal Hashmiya Kol Tehillasa. One who can relate to us all Hashem's praise. Which means if you want to teach everybody Emuna, if you're holding and you can tell all Hashem's praise, you should do it. Holding despite this, you're holding, you know who Hashem is you holding? So we said the same thing in the Torah. So we said who should be a Torah person to teach the masses of Torah? You know who? Someone who knows all the Torah. Good? We said this is similar to Rabbi Lazar said. Who should teach everybody about Hashem? Who should teach everybody Emuna? The one who knows how to, all Hashem's praises. There's a similar Gemara, one to go like a Torah, one on Tefillah. If you know, right, me, who should utter the greatness of Hashem? One who knows Yashmir Kala, who knows all his praise, who really knows Hashem, he should teach everybody about Hashem. Fine. So that's chat number one of that puzzle. They said, who should teach the masses? One who he has all the produce. That it was the first chat. Cousin Wise said another chat in that puzzle. Rabbana Vitera Rabbar Mari Amar. Mi Ayah Bahaman, he who? Mi Ayah Bahaman, lights for. What does that mean? Kala Ayah, we skip the parentheses. Bahaman, whoever loves those who teach the masses, who Rashi says is really a Talmud Chacham, lights with their hands over here. If you like someone who teaches the math, you like a Talmud Chacham, if you love a Talmud Chacham, then to you, to him, will be great, and he will have children who know a lot of Torah. Got that? If you love Talmid Chachamim, he who loves Talmid Chachamim, he will have children who love Torah. So it says, right? Let's see Rashi. Ready to see Rashi, everybody? Right, of course, Rabbi Nachmanal. Rabbi Nachmanal, Rabbi Nachmanal, Rabbi Nachmanal, Ha'ayv. So Rashi's Girsa actually said, Ha'ayv Talmud Chacham, one who loves the Talmud Chacham, loy Torah to him is going to be great. So what does that mean? Ha'tar, the Torah Machzeret love comes back, and if you love the Talmud Chacham, even if I'm not such a big Talmud Chacham, but I love the rabbis, you know what's going to happen? I have children who love Torah also. Why? The Torah comes back. If you love them, the Torah will shine back on you. You have a love of this for the Talmid Chacham, it will shine back on you and it will reflect back on you, and you'll have children who are Talmid Chacham. That's what it says. Tyra Machzer is a love. The Alzar and him and his children, Tamir Ba'al, like we say, the Gemara Shabbat says, Haim Man the Racham Rabbanim, one who loves the Rabbanim. If you love rabbis, Harele Banim Rabbanim. You'll have children who are rabbis. Nice Gemara, no?
Nice Gemara. Where's the word children?
And Rashi says the word children. Rashi says,
so how do you learn the Gemara without Rashi? Then it's talking about children.
So you don't, a lot of times you can't learn Gemara without Rashi. You're right. The Gemara says, light toward the himmel, there will be produce. And what does that mean? So if you love the Talmud Chacham, who teaches the masses, to him there will be grain. What does that mean? To him there will be grain. Rashi says it means you and your children. And Rashi, how does Rashi know that, Hanan? Rashi says he knows that it's based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Rashi knows if you know a Baki and Shabbos. Right, so Rashi told us that if you love the Midrash Chacham, that's what he's saying. If you love the people teaching the masses, the Midrash Chacham, you will have great. So Rashi quotes a Gemara from Shabbos. Right, that Chav Kibbutz says, Hai man, this man, the Rachna Rav, who loves the Rabbanim, how do you like Benin Rabbanim? You'll have children who are Rabbanim. Good? So that's why at the beginning of Rashi started off saying that if you love the rabbis, you and your children will get great. You and your children will know Torah. Good, Chanan? Right. Rashi knows it from Gemara.
Are they your own children? Or like, when you teach
your
children?
Here's like, I don't know, here's down like your children, your own children.
How do you know Rashi's getting
the Shabbos? He says, Rashi, that HaTorah Machzeret Lo Ba'azayt, because the Amrinim Ba'am, like we say, and they say the parenthesis, Shabbos, Tafam, Gimel, Amad, Beit. That's Rashi's quoting a Gemara now from Shabbos. Hi, Mother Rachel Rabban. How do you want to marry? That's the proper Gemara in Shabbos. Good?
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
Good. Good. We can continue now.
Okay, we continue. Fanan says, the president says continue. Fine. So that's the second shot. Good. The first shot was, who should teach in public? One who knows that has a lot of produce. Second shot, no. One who loves the people who teach to the master. One who loves the Chachamim, he will have Tvul. Good? He will have further him and his children will know Torah. So if you have a hard time learning Torah, just try to love them in the Chachamim. Some people, they have a hard time learning, so they get upset at the rabbi. They leave the yeshiva, they get upset. No, if you love them, then the Torah will come to you. If you love the rabbi, the Torah will come to you. Good?
Wonderful.
So now it's interesting, because after this, they said this Russia, everybody turned their head. You know, like you hear a shir, all there, everybody looks at a guy because they think you're talking about him. So Yovu be Rabbanan Einayu Barabba Braid the Rabba. Barabba Braid the Rabba. Everybody turned around and looked at Rabba, the son of Rabba. Because Rabba loved Ben Chachamim. And he had a son, Rabba. See what happened? What do we say? If you love Ben Chachamim, you have a children who is Talmud Chacham. So when they said that, everybody turned around, the whole classroom turned around to look at Rabba. Because Rabba was the son of who? Rabba. And Rabba loved Ben Chachamim. And he had a son, Rabba. So they said, whoever loves the Chacham, they have children in Rabba. So everybody talks, you have children in Chacham. So you know, like whenever you're talking about somebody in Shir, everybody looks at that guy. The whole Shir turned around, they looked at Rabba. They looked, here's the example of his father loved the Torah, and yet his son, the Talmud Chacham. Everybody, like, imagine, like, the whole place was staring at him. Says, Yovu be now Rabbanan inab Rabba. Probably, he wasn't embarrassed, he was happy, probably, he's proud. My father loves Torah, look what happened. The whole place started looking at Rabba. his father turned, he had such a nice son. You like that, Gemara? Like you're talking about a guy who has like turned. It's like Rebbe's talking about
you.
Yeah, it's not a shkar. It's like, well. Yeah, he probably wasn't self conscious. He's probably proud. Oh, my father loves a thumb. Look what happened to him. Maybe he looked down a little bit.
What about an evil eye?
It wasn't evil of you, it was a good thing. They weren't looking negative. Evil eyes only were looking higher, negative. Further, they were much higher, Rebbe Yosef says. They weren't looking negative. They were looking, wow, look at the Rebbe. They said, the whole thing with evil eyes, someone's looking with jealousy. The whole thing with evil eyes, someone's looking with jealousy. So a lot of times I have something and people want it, they're looking with jealousy. That can have an effect. It's not jealousy, it's looking at it.
And that's
it. Yeah, he said, maybe it's good that if they're jealous of her, it's good that you're causing jealousy with her. Fine. Now, as I said, Simon Asher, wherever you love. But let's go up to the principle. What? Well, jealous. They were jealous. Here they weren't jealous. The accused students were jealous. Fine. So far we have two pshat. Good. The first pshat you got, we have two pshat so far in this pasuk.
Got it.
First pshat is if you know a lot of Torah, you should teach the masses. The second pshat was no. If you love a Torah chacham, you have children to be the chacham. Let's go for pshat number three. Yeah, fine. Rav Ashi, let's see your Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, call the Oyer with Lil Moed Bam. Whoever likes to learn with the masses, you don't sit alone in your own closet and learn Torah, your own cubicle. Whoever loves to learn Torah in the masses, with the masses, to him there will be produce. Some people, they like to learn alone. They sit alone in their own room and say it's quiet, it's easier, it's not so noisy, no more. But if you want Torah to come on you, you have to learn in a big base marriage for a lot of people. Not just at home in your closet. Learn with everybody. Come here at the Spanish English program. Don't just learn at home. Learn at my shul. No, if you learn with a lot of people, then the Torah will come to you. That's good. Right, so we're just learning a theory. It's different. Come over here with us.
I don't
know everybody.
A lot of trouble is there.
There is this thing, you know, sometimes you see the big tzaddik and learn alone.
Yeah, but just in the beginning,
first of all, you're right, in the beginning they learn the regular yeshiva.
You see them learning alone, but you
have to show
them apart.
Rav Yossi said the big tzaddik, and Rui said the big tzaddik, when they were younger, they were about to, he learned the yeshiva, he learned the practice, he learned everybody, he learned the yeshiva. He learned everybody else. When he got older, he learned alone, for whatever reason, he learned himself. But also, Rav Yossi says that you don't know who really they're learning with.
Especially if they're learning
with tzaddikim. Yeah, they're probably learning with bigger tzaddikim. The big tzaddikim used to dive alone, they used to disturb everybody else. They're diving like bigger people, like, you know? For us little guy like me, I should learn with everybody else. I'm not learning like Baliyah, Navi, whatever, so I should try to learn with everybody. You hear? Nachon, in the beginning, used to learn with people. Fine. But Hainu the Amr Yisrael Chay, this Rabbi Yisrael says, Hainu, so what does it say? Cheret El Habad, right? It says the sword should be to those who are individuals. For they allow and they become fools. What does that mean? Cheret the sword, Al Tzavri on the neck, on the enemies of the Mechon. Over here really means it's the Tzavri Mechon, we just don't want to say it, it doesn't sound nice. We're saying it's a sword on the necks of the Mechon. Who sit and learn alone. It's very bad to sit and learn alone. Sit and learn by yourself is very bad. Well, I want to say two reasons. Say, don't learn alone. Learn with people. So first of all, it's very bad to learn alone. Obviously, we're talking spiritual, where first you can learn with a group. You can't concentrate, fine. In general, first has a choice. Learn alone, learn with a group. You should learn with a group. But why are the eldership with top shape? Not only that makes them fools, they become stupid. A person who learns by themselves makes them stupid learning by themselves. Why? Because they make a lot of mistakes and they have no one to correct them. Therefore, one of us alone, they become stupid. Now, you have to know, because why? Because we'll talk about it in a minute. Chsivaka says over here, when they alu, said over here, they become fools. If Chsivaka says there about the Shana Alu.
Sorry.
Well, talk about it in a minute. One second. Talk about it in a second. So, saying one who learns in general, well, first of all, he's doing it in general. In general, they're sitting learning by themselves. Then they are going to become fools.
like it's coming up on money with each other, since all the two knives start being against each other. So basically, you're not doing that. Just come out dull.
Yeah, because you only have your question, you make up your own answer, no one can correct you with mistakes. But not only that, Elo should fight their sinner. Shenema, Asher Chatzot. What?
Against
Tzadikim. Against Tzadikim. No, I was sorry to say, I'm sorry to me like this. What are we saying here? So you, first of all, so the place you say these days is not such a problem. Why? But what happened? It used to be there was no Rashi in a Gemara, right? So you read a Gemara and you learn it by yourself. You make a mistake. But now we have Rashi, and let's say Mishnah here, we have Tanur, we have so many explanations. The guy says, learns the art school, it's not a problem. What's the problem here? One of the problems where they're going to make mistakes. Correct? But first they learn with one of the Purushim today, then it's not so bad to learn alone, then it's okay to learn alone, because then they're learning with the Purush. So the person learning Rashi is learning with Rashi. What's one of the problems learning alone? You're going to make a mistake, you make up a Durold Pshat. Correct? But let's say you learn with Rashi. That's fine. It's not as bad. At least for the second reason, right? We said there's two reasons. What? Instead of Rashi, read it, then it's... You're reading all three instead. There's also... Again, of course, better tell Chavrusa, but it's not as bad as used to be. It used to be, you can't learn, you can't learn, nothing to do.
But also, if you're learning by yourself or with a group, and you're out in the boonies, like in Woodland Hills, and there's no one to talk to, communicate if you have a question,
correct,
then it's just as bad as learning by yourself. Whereas here, if you're stuck, you can always ask someone.
That's true. Good. It's true. But this is another reason to eliminate the strong. Put it on JewsLittleCats.com. Another reason to eliminate the strong. Fine. Good. So far, so good. So you have three pshat. One pshat we said was you should. Whoever knows a lot of Torah, they should do some mess. And the second pshat was if you love the Chacham, then your children, then your Torah will come back. And the third pshat was that, what does it say? It says, if you like to learn with a group, light to it, then you'll have great. Because the third pshat is possible. Hanan, it's good so far?
Then you'll become great.
Well,
to him will become
the great. Oh. Fine. What does Ravina say? Ravina is another tribe. Ravina Omar, Kola whoever likes to teach the master, if you like to teach, boy, two of them to be great. How did the Omar review the Torah of the last? That's what Ravina said. Torah of the last year, but I learned Torah from Mary Bay. Umechaveira Yisr. So I learned more from my friends, from my Chavrusha, than I learned from Mary Bay. Imagine. So I learned Torah from Mary Bay. Even more than them, I learned from my chavrutas and my people. I stay and learn. From the Talmidim, I get the most because they sharpen me the most. They ask questions to that. The famous quote that says, "Talmida yezer mikula."
Rashi say anything?
No, let's see Rashi. Yovir Rabbeinu Nabra. Remember we said if you love the Torah, if you love the Chacham, the Torah will come back on you. Your children will be Tamei Chacham. Right? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Shaya Oyev Tamei Chacham and B'yaser, because Rabbi himself, Rabbi is the Lord Tamei Chacham, and Bar Yilbanim, he had children with Tamei Chacham. Rashi, I remember Rashi goes to Lomar. He said, "Basilah, fine. One pshat we should learn, one pshat we should teach." He said, "Lomar Bahamut, if we're Rabbi." Fine. We'll stop over here. Let's jump tomorrow. Continue this tomorrow. We'll try.
Made my day.